This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. It's early, but I think I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. And yeah, you're right. It is early, but I can tell you, I like When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Dan. It's getting late.
You love it? You love it? You love it?
I'm sorry, Pa.
Forgive me, Pa.
Forgive me, Hardee's. I despise When Calls the Heart. This is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Some things don't take a long time to call.
Way too early.
Does the heart call? Does the heart take a long time?
No. Not when it calls.
When does it call?
Sometimes.
What's the over under on calling?
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, sure. Happy Thursday.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, we've already done that, though.
Yeah, but no, don't give me this, because last year we were into February and you were doing New Year's bits. Seriously. So don't act like it's somehow January 7th and you're over it.
It's my bit to do, though, Dan.
I just said Happy New Year. I didn't say anything else.
I just want to...
You are so far in it right now. I didn't say anything else.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's great to see you.
New Year's resolutions? New Year plans?
New Year resolution is every Thursday watching and reviewing When Calls the Heart from the very beginning. Anyway, I know it's crazy. Maybe we should have planned this better, because this episode, the very first episode that we're about to review, it originally aired on January 11th, 2014.
Wow, we almost hit it.
We almost hit it.
4 days.
Yeah. If we would have just waited, we could have just done a special Monday.
Monday up.
Mm. Nah, too bad.
The vaunted 7-year anniversary.
Everyone's like, hey, what are you doing for the 7-year anniversary? What are you doing? What are you doing? That's right, everybody. All year, we're going to be watching and reviewing When Calls the Heart. I don't know what we'll do during the holiday season. We clearly haven't planned this through.
No, not at all.
What we'll do.
We'll have plenty of time.
But we'll be watching it at least through October and figure it out from there. Each and every week, a When Calls the Heart episode.
I could binge watch this and review them. I love it.
We got 71 episodes to date, another 12 coming out this upcoming season, which we will not be reviewing in real time because it just wouldn't make sense.
No, not for
us. So we'll get to it next year. We'd
never watch them out of order. We have to watch all the movies too, the Christmas movies.
Yes.
But haven't we already done it?
Just two of them. There's one every year, isn't there?
I think as a newer tradition.
Okay.
Can people in the chat tell us?
In the chat,
speaking of the chat, Bramble Jam Plus waiting for you. So many fun things planned for 2021 in regards to Bramble Jam Plus.
And we're a private movie chat for every new Hallmark movie.
Every new Hallmark movie, private chats. We got all sorts of fun things planned. So go ahead and join BrambleJamPlus.com. This week, came out earlier this week for people on Bramble Jam Plus. The year review, the Christmas movie review, top five bottom five. So go ahead and join BrambleJamPlus.com. And Happy New Year?
Yeah, New Year. That's right.
Happy New Year. We're talking about When Calls the Heart, season one, episode one, which originally aired on January 11th, 2014. This episode is entitled Lost and Found. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I went a little something like this. Should I have like some Western music behind me? It feels a little odd.
You mean Pacific Northwestern
music? I'm so sorry. It's the Great Northwest in 1910. How do I know that? They tell us. Elizabeth is a teacher who is taking a new job in Coal Valley. While on her way into town, her buggy gets robbed and leaves her stranded. So she ends up getting into town 2 days later, and the moms are very upset about that because they're going to be paying her salary. Due to an accident in the coal mines, most of the men in town are dead, and the mothers are paying for the teachers so that their kids can have a brighter future than they had. So Elizabeth is taking the job. She took the job. But they're not so sure about her. She's so young. They wanted someone to be able to crack the whip and get those kids learning. What's that sound?
It's a whip.
You just want to bring it back? What's that sound? Remember that? Bramble Jam Plus.
It's a classic.
Is it something you... What was the... What did he eat?
A pill bottle.
He did a pill bottle.
And he was like, it's not something you eat.
Well,
you can't ingest.
You can't eat the bottle. It's. I mean, you could.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Time for this.
She's an uppity up, who's fancy and from big cities. She doesn't know how to live that simple life, and so she quickly burns down a building. She's crushing it. It's the first day of class, and a purge whistle starts bursting through town, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. It means, hey, we found some more miners beneath the rubble. And so they all go out to find, see what happened, see who was found, and it is discovered that they found a wood plank that has carved into it, forgive me, comma, pa. Someone spent their last moments carving that, and they're gonna get to the bottom of who it was. A new Mountie comes into town named Jack. And Jack means business, because Jack is like, you know what, we're gonna find out who did that. We're gonna get to the bottom of it, and I am serious. But he also discovers that Elizabeth's dad is likely the one who sent him to Coal Valley in the first place, just to keep watch over her, and so he's unhappy about that. He's a real Mountie. He doesn't have time for the small towns like Coal Valley. So there's a mega funeral for all the people they found during in the rubble then, or at the beginning of the episode, so it's a mega funeral, and someone sneaks in during the funeral into the mayor's office and steals the sign. Jack gets to the bottom of it, goes and finds a kid named Gabe. Who else is following Gabe after class? It's Elizabeth. And they go, they talk to him, and they are like, listen, Gabe, it's not yours. We know whose it is. It's Abigail's. So they go and they bring it to Abigail, and the episode ends with Jack and Elizabeth saying they should call each other by their first names, postscript. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart.
Episode 1, season Pilots. 1.
Lost and found. We did it, everybody.
Hey, we did it.
What Man. Made you? Did you laugh over there?
I just the absurdity of all of it just got
What do you mean the absurdity of all of it?
We'll get to it. It's airtight.
It is airtight. Hey, let's take a quick breather. We got our four segments.
Yeah.
So we're
a little different.
Not razzle-dazzle,
but different.
Little different.
That's right.
We'll get to that in just a second here on Deck the Hallmark.
They talk too much.
Everybody's a bitch, yeah.
Either we talk too long at the beginning or we take too many breaks.
It doesn't matter.
Either way, it's a lose-lose.
That's right. Either way, it's a lose-lose.
Any way you cut it.
Takes either way.
And there's four losses.
There's four losses.
Lose on the first one, it's, you lose, it's lose, lose, on lose.
Two is either way, it's a 4-for-2. It's a 4-for-2.
You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it. Rick, you there?
Yeah.
Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
My New Year's resolution.
What's that?
My pants.
What do you mean it's your pants?
You wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't get it. That's why I'm asking.
George Foreman.
We have four segments here on the show to talk about how we felt about this episode of When Calls the Heart. The first segment being the hot take.
Hot take.
It's where we share exactly how we felt about this episode. We do not hold back, and no one holds back less. Some people say, hold back a little bit, Panda. You're putting your, really wearing your heart on your sleeve there. Relax. But I say, no, don't relax.
I won't.
I say, share your hot take, because no one does it better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, guys, this is great. This is, you know, it's different than watching a movie, because mm-hmm. it feels like we're embarking on a journey. Mm-hmm. I feel a little bit like Frodo going out. You know what I'm saying? And this is exciting for me. I'm really pumped. First episode, I'm all in. I loved it. I loved it in so many ways. Like, I think this is good. This might be one of the things at the very end, the crowning achievement.
At the end of?
Maybe my life.
Okay. Are you dying next year?
No, I'm really excited.
Well, guys, it is like, really, what, your 90th? Like, you just had your 90th birthday?
Listen.
Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You loved it. Crowning achievement. Mm. So this is my second time watching this episode. I started this series a couple years ago as a show that my wife and I would watch at night, you know, before you go to bed. And it didn't quite pull me in then, okay? Mm-hmm. Watching it a second time, it pulled me in. I'm in.
I'm excited. It hurts me to my core that I have to wait.
Yep.
Till next week to watch episode 2. The sparks of Jack and Elizabeth. Holy cow.
His whip or your sparks? Which is worse?
Okay, whip. I'll do my whip.
I'll do my spark.
I don't know what you're doing. He sounds like he's just trying to hawk a loogie.
Mine's sparking. Ding.
It's like you're like, psst, like your butt. Hey, psst, psst, psst.
Well, how would you do a spark?
I wouldn't try it. No. That's a tough one to try. We've said sparks hundreds of times on this podcast. You've never tried it before.
I felt right. I'm trying something new. New year, new me.
New year, new you. New sparks.
Sounds, baby.
New ASMR, am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, loved it. I thought the sparks were great. I'm very excited to see what happens. I have a ton of questions. It's not like, you know, a bulletproof episode.
What? It isn't?
I got a lot of questions, but I had a good time. I enjoyed watching it with my boys. If you haven't, guys out there that are watching, listening to this podcast or watching on Friendly TV, however you consume this, give it a shot. Get a bunch of boys over on Zooms and just watch it. Watch it together.
Netflix party, baby.
It's fun times. It's fun times until it leaves Netflix.
You and the boys will have fun.
You and the boys will have fun. I guarantee it. Dan, what'd you think?
In the opening scene, there's a narration from our heroine, not the drug, Elizabeth Thatcher. And she says, I can face any obstacle with courage and grace. And she's just a better person than me. This is awful. It's so, so bad. I don't know what you guys are watching. I don't know if you're doing a shtick for this show.
No, I love
it. You've seen it before. And you said, I can't believe I got to watch it again.
Yeah, but I'm in the same boat as Brand. I watched this. Okay, that's true. I watched it 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Then back then, I don't think this drew me
in. You weren't a seasoned Hallmark veteran back then.
I was not. And now that I see it, I'm all in on what they're doing.
All right. This show's awful. It's terrible. It deals with death exactly how you would think Hallmark would deal with death. I'm not convinced that Elizabeth Thatcher is right for the town, nor is she a good teacher. It's going to be a tough year and a half. I thought this thing was over. I thought we had done 40 minutes, no less than 3 times. I thought it was over. The plot is nonsensical. There's not even, we have grammar questions about Forgive Me, Pa. There is, I need a family tree of some sort. I don't know. Aunt Becky is there with the dead husband and dead son, but they're writing to each other in a mine, I think.
No, that's not it.
Maybe this is why she goes and ends up, you know, bribing people to let her kids go to college.
Too soon.
Too soon? All right. Okay. Well, it's bad. It's really bad. I don't know why we're doing this. It's bad.
Too soon. She didn't kill anyone.
Too soon. Too soon to talk about Aunt Becky going to jail.
Petty crimes.
When is it not too soon? When she's back on the show?
I think it's always too soon.
It's always too soon.
Always too soon for Aunt Becky.
Okay.
It's always too soon.
It's always too soon.
Are you pro Aunt Becky coming back?
Oh, yeah.
100%. You know, she's currently the mayor on this show.
Yeah. Really? You know what's weird is that as much garbage as I give her, and she deserves every bit of it because it's such a rich, elitist white person problem to be paying a bunch of money and then act like you didn't do it and have to go to jail and then to schedule your jail around Christmas.
And to pick rowing.
And you scheduled your jail time so you could go in early to be home by Christmas.
She wasn't home by Christmas, to be fair. But she came out a couple days late.
She did schedule her prison time. That's not something that normal people get to do. She deserves every bit of it. I also would have no problem with her coming back on the show. What she did isn't some unforgivable sin. So I don't like, I'm going to give her a hard time.
Yes.
No doubt about that. If she shows up, just keep doing what I'm doing.
I'm here for you, Lori.
I'm with you 100%. Like who cares?
It's always too soon for him.
Just what?
It's always too soon for him.
It's always too soon. Yeah, I agree. It's time for All the Feels. It's part of the show. We talk about when this movie get this TV show, this episode of the program. It was those feels, Panda.
This gave me dark feels.
Oh.
I did not expect the show to be as dark as it was.
What was dark?
the mass funeral for one. Sure, I've the seen mega it. Funeral, as you the called mega, it.
All of those coffins
yeah,
there?
Yeah, all the coffins that are... Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with somebody who lost husband, son in the same explosion.
We think.
The plot line is intrinsically dark. I mean, you're dealing with a family where, you know, 47 of the male, it's not a big town.
I'm intrigued, you know, obviously at some point it goes from Coal Valley to Hope Valley. We know.
I'm excited.
We know it as Hope Valley. Yeah. So at some point we turn the corner.
Yes.
I would have been more in for like a CSI Coal Valley. Like they do this thing where like, we're going to look at everyone's handwriting. And if it would have been montages of like Daniel listening, like, you know,
with a molecule.
Yeah, it's just like a molecule. Yeah. Do you mean a monocle?
No, a molecule.
There is no small. So for your New Year's resolution, are you trying to get worse?
Because here's why that's a good resolution. Because if you get worse, you win, but if you don't, then that's the result. Like I'm not making my resolution. So in that I am. Mm. It's a good resolution.
First time you ever kept one.
First one I've ever kept one.
Molecule.
Yeah.
Wearing one.
How small is it?
I got my, let me get my molecule on.
I need a monocle for the molecule. Yeah,
it's a baby monocle.
It's a little tiny one. Here's a little baby monocle. Is it me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know, man. My boy Gabe gave one heck of a performance. He was only really in one scene where he had speaking role, and he was, you know, in his little barn with the thing that he stole, the Forgive Me Pa, and other things that I guess he also stole, like a candle and something else.
I think he was spending some time
out there. Spending some quiet time, and he gave a performance, and I loved it. I thought he was really solid. So I want more Gabe. I hope I get more Gabe. Yeah. Dan?
No. I'm confused feels. Everybody who's a Hardy said, we're watching these movies out of context. If you watched it from the beginning, it would make sense. And this show doesn't make a lick of sense. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're not historically accurate all the time. Although I'm sure we'll have plenty of those along the way. It just doesn't make sense. Like, they don't bother to do little things in this show that are very much worth doing. And I don't have any other feels aside from that. And I get the feeling that that's going to be me a lot of the time. They're not explaining anything well at all. And it's not like in a fun mystery way, well, you'll figure it out later on. It's like, I need to see Aunt Becky's family tree, like right now. I just do. I don't. It doesn't make any sense otherwise.
Was your resolution to be less fun?
No, that's impossible.
You're figuring it out though. You're less fun. You figured it out.
It's fun for me to be what you consider to be less fun.
It's fun for me too. I just know there's people out there.
Get your molecule. Where are your pearls?
Where are your pearls? Hey, Panda, you joined us most of this week at least. We'll see about tomorrow. I don't know. Who knows? But you're take on this week's Take the Day Off.
Right. How was it for you?
It's
a big break for
it
you.
Was probably, it was a lot to carry, a lot of weight. I felt overwhelmed at points, but overall, big.
Of the 4 days that you did, which day was your favorite?
That's right.
Oh, day three for
which
for
was
sure. It was
yesterday.
Yeah.
So you should remember.
Yeah. It's the
what was today's Thursday. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. In your defense, I also don't remember.
Tornado Day.
Tornado Day? Yeah. I don't think
you
that
nailed
was it.
It was Tornado Day. Happy Tornado Day.
Happy
everybody.
Tornado Day. What do you do on Tornado Day? How do you, do you just prepare?
Safety.
You prepare?
Yeah.
What's step one to preparing?
Oh, avoid them.
Avoid them. Amen. It's time for Wait What. It's the part of the show we talk about what in this episode of When Calls the Heart made us say, wait, what? Panda?
Really, I do think that Dan's given this show a really hard time. I think anything that was a little questionable is going to be answered, so I'm not worried about it. Maybe I was a little uncritical, not a lot there. The only thing that was a little bit of a, I'm not sure about this, is the Forgive Me Pa sign.
Yeah, I would say that's near the top of the list. Yeah, for sure.
So here's where I'm confused.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
airtight.
How do you read the sign? Is it the guy writing it, "Forgive me," sign paw, or is he saying, "Forgive me, paw," as if he's asking paw to forgive him? And
he's thinking of paw, the big paw, up
or in big
the
sky. Paw. Who's
forgive paw? Me, paw?
That's right.
Is it forgive me, paw? Is it forgive me, paw? Or is it forgive me, paw? Like, I'm paw.
And everyone,
like, forgive
everyone
me,
was,
sign paw.
Yeah, and everyone was kind of fighting over it. And I
here's
was a little,
the foggy detail, though. The, yeah. the
Did
detail
everybody
call
that, their dad paw?
Every, yes, but everybody, at the end of this episode, they all, I'll go, because one of mine is, how'd they figure out that it was Abigail's? They all, like,
she never
Jack
offered a sample.
Jack, Elizabeth, even Gabe was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it's definitely her.
Yeah.
Well, how they figured out? Because here's the thing, they seem to be implying that it was her husband that wrote it. So what? So who is he signing it?
Yeah, I got
these.
I got,
are these are the details that I'm a little
they
bit
never
foggy.
Say, I'll just piggyback right off of that. They never say that he wrote it, but we know that her husband and her son died in the mine.
Yeah.
So was,
but they say his name explicitly.
Yes.
Noah.
When talking about the son.
But if he's right, could he have been writing? Are they just playing writing while they're in there dying? Like, are they right? Is he writing "Forgive me, Pa" to his dad? And if his only son is dying, why would he call himself Pa in talking to Aunt Becky? That's his wife.
Maybe someone can help us in the chats, because what?
It makes zero sense. There's no help to be found. It makes zero sense.
Forgive me, Pa. Forgive me, Pa.
Forgive me.
Forgive me, Pa.
Pa. You know how you end a lot of letters with "forgive me."
Forgive me.
Sincerely, forgive me.
How did they figure out that it was? Did they?
They just went to the house.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. Was it because of his painting? How many people were literate enough to write back then as well?
They saw the painting, the handwriting on the painting, and you can maybe put that together. But I just it doesn't make it makes literal. Even if they figured out that it was hers, I don't care if we make that leap. That is fine. That happens in detective shows all the time. Why was it written? And who was it written for? If the son and dad are both in the mine, why would you choose in your last breaths to write three words and one part of speech and call yourself Pa to your wife?
Yeah. Sheila says the signature on the painting was the clue that Jack saw to tell
that's
him.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. Don't care about that.
But like, yeah, that's the bigger question is,
forgive me.
We still don't know who he's writing to. So it was him definitely writing.
Okay.
So was it "forgive me, Pa"?
To who?
Her?
Okay. I think it was the father writing to the son, saying "forgive me," and he was asking for forgiveness because he was the one who dragged his son into the coal mine.
But once again, still dying, both of them. Why would he write that to his son, who's going to die?
Maybe
too?
He held it up like maybe it was a Love Actually situation.
Oh my god! Like, I know about your MS.
Yeah, I know about your MS.
It's the dumbest thing in the
world.
It's just, forgive me. It's just so dumb. It's
but if he's holding up, he doesn't have to sign Pa because he
doesn't.
See
it. Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason if he's writing it to his son in the mine with him, he would have to. Hey, I know you're getting a lot of boards from a lot of young men, and I want you to know this one's from Pa. I know. Look, you're the bell of the ball down here. We're all about to die. What are you doing?
Forgive me, Pa.
Forgive me, Pa.
Why wouldn't he, if he's leaving it for her, why wouldn't he sign his name?
That's right. No. It is, as a pilot goes, it's more confusing than the orphan children in that Christmas one.
My other big, there's two. One is the fire starts with a dress of hers that is soaking wet, which you have a large problem with.
Oh my gosh, guys, it's just, unless in 1910, fire and water worked different than they do now. Water beats fire. That is how that works. She takes a dress sopping wet out of a bucket of water and lays it down, and the sleeve drops in to the fire. That would
eventually
not catch
it would
on
catch
fire.
On fire, right? Eventually. After,
well, it depends.
If it dries out.
If it's, but that water's just going to be dripping down the whole time.
She swooped.
But here's
she
the best part: is, it catches fire immediately.
Sure.
And she turns and sees it.
This is my biggest problem. Whatever. My biggest problem is she sees it. And she does nothing.
And she has a bucket of water.
She could throw it. Like, she could throw the water. She could take the dress because it's not riding it quickly.
Yeah, no.
She can throw it outside.
Yes. Or put the wet dress on top of the fire.
She should be fired. This is on her.
She's bad.
Okay. In her defense.
Sure.
There's wolves out there. She had barricaded herself.
That's right.
And no, so
the problem is not leaving the house. The problem is she has a bucket full of laundry water right next to her. She clearly doesn't understand the principle of water.
She does leave the house eventually.
Well, and she only does leave when the there's house. Oh, yeah.
Only when
and
the fire
she has a sopping wet dress that would also put out the fire. It's terrible. I mean, that and the board, like, those are two of the bigger weight what's in, that I've seen. And I've been watching Hallmark movies for 2 years.
I don't know why her doing the laundry wet, like, why'd she need to do that anyway? Like, hang your clothes. Like, everybody hangs
your
clothes.
Wear your pearls.
Why, like, they did that so that she would put it above the fire in the first place to dry it out. But, like,
I don't know.
Wear your pearls. Yeah.
Yeah, wear your pearls.
All right, it's time for a new segment here on the show. Are you good?
I do have.
Go ahead. I got one or two.
Go ahead. More. I can just do one more if you want.
Do whatever you want.
The
man.
Road that she's traveling into town on is one way. And I get it. There's literally a ditch on either side. It's big enough for one carriage and buggy. And there's three cowboys riding full speed at her. And I get it. They were marauders and they robbed her. And that's terrible. But what happens if just another carriage is coming?
It was a hand signal thing to let them know.
Where are they going to go? There's nowhere to, there's ditch on both sides.
Let me pass first.
How are they going to pass?
No, they're on equal sides. I'm assuming
they have
it's
boards.
Not all.
There's boards.
It's like a narrow bridge.
A narrow bridge. It's a giant road. It fits one carriage. If two carriages are coming the same way, it's done.
They have boards and just says, get out of the way.
Pa. Where are they getting out of the way?
Get out of the way,
pa.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way, pa.
Get out of the way, pa.
Get out of the way, pa.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way, pa.
Get out of the way, pa.
You got any more?
You're good. We can move on.
It's time for our news segment because what the Hallmark, you know, a lot of these are going to be answered as the show goes on.
It wouldn't be fair to do what the
wouldn't Hallmark. Be fair. And so we have a news segment called Hopes and Valleys. And just really, who cares about the segment? Who cares? We have that segment now, the name of it, Hopes and Valleys, and it's just good. It is where we each share one hope and one valley. Thing that
Whoa,
in this episode.
I thought we could share a hope or a valley. We have to do a hope.
You have to do a hope
episode?
And a valley.
What is this, team building? We have to, like, the floor's lava next? What are we doing?
Actually,
what if I don't have a hope?
You have to. There had to be something in this episode that gave you hope for the future.
I came up with the name of this bit.
Yes, so?
I thought it was a hope or a valley.
It's a hope. Hope and valleys.
Hopes and valleys.
Hopes and valleys.
Okay. All right.
The and explains
and valley,
the segment.
And our valley is something that makes me sad.
So makes you bummed. You're a little bit skeptical.
Yeah. Okay.
You go ahead, Panda. Okay, hopes and valleys.
Hope. Let me tell you.
Now that we've talked about this on the air and explained it to each other for the first time.
No, now that I got clarity.
Do we all agree? Is this the way we're doing it?
I think it should be hope or valley.
But that's not a thing that people say.
So you say hopes and valleys. Do people say hopes and valleys?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone says
no.
I've never heard that. I think we could do whatever we want. I'm giving both a hope and a valley.
Do it.
For my opening.
Okay, fine. Bit. Yeah, do whatever you just do whatever the frick we want, man. All who cares at this point?
Hope, Jack. Listen, Jack is he's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I love his relationship. Hope nothing bad happens to him moving forward. He's great. Love him. Valley, listen, I want her to become, I'm concerned. I'm worried about her teaching. I just want her to come into her own as a teacher. It gives me anxiety as a former teacher watching her with bad classroom management at this point. Sad.
Yeah, I'm also going to give a hope and a valley. My hope is I wrote down Jack is really food, which is also he's tasty. But I meant to say Jack is good. Like, I love Jack.
To the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty tea.
Jack is really good. Like, I love, like, Daniel Listen is dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
So, great. Because we haven't seen an episode, you know, first episode we watched, the Christmas episode, was right after his death.
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah.
Jack's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is the first time seeing him full mount. And it was dynamite. It was a dynamite job. So I'm really, that's giving me hope for the future, future him. My valley, though, and this has always been my concern with this show, I drop in for Christmas here and there, and there's so many characters that I'm just confused. And I felt that way watching this episode. There's mothers that are getting quite a few speaking parts that I don't know. I'm concerned that I'm not going to be able to keep up.
White women, am I right?
I'm saying. So I'm concerned that there's going to be too much. You know how I feel about the movies when they have too many storylines and they can't do it?
I think they're going to give it.
Okay. I'm just saying that's a valley for me. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah. My hope is that we're one episode closer. That's not a hope. My hope... Let me just do valleys first. My valley is I'm worried about the education these children are getting.
Sure.
And I'm worried because the Pacific Railway, Northwest Pacific Mining Company, still controls everything but the school. And the reason they don't control the school is because the moms took it over. These moms are paying the salary of the teacher, and I think they're working because all of their husbands are dead, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
And one teacher in a schoolhouse is already tough and part of 1910, but it probably, and this isn't going to go over well, it probably would have been better if just the mining company kept the schoolhouse because they probably could fund it better. And so I'm very worried that these kids are going to be dumber than they already look.
my gosh.
So there's my valley.
You're out on your own.
Yeah, my hope is that Jack lives. I'm with you. I
go Jack.
My hope is that he has a long standing Mountie career there in Coal Valley and
retires well.
Yeah,
ripe old age.
My hope is that they change the name soon. That's my hope. It's because it seems
he could only be so sad for so long, right?
Yeah,
I don't want any more mega funerals.
No,
don't want any more.
I get the feeling there won't be many, if any, mega funerals. In fact, I would get the feeling no one dies until possibly season 4 or 5, whenever that is, when Jack bites it. I know. I'm sorry.
What? Bites what?
I can't wait.
An apple?
That is actually going to be my hope every week.
That Jack lives?
That Jack death scene is going to be awesome.
Because he lives.
I can face tomorrow.
I can face another episode.
That's right.
We did it, everybody. Hey. Congratulations. Do we have a Decker? Do we do it here?
No, I don't think.
Let's do, let's do it. Let's do a Decker.
You want to do a Decker?
Do you want to?
Sure. Sure. Well, what if the people aren't? What if this is more niche and the people who are double deckers don't listen to the wind calls?
Yeah.
I think this should just stand on its own.
Yeah. Okay.
We should have talked about this beforehand.
Okay. Okay.
There's going to be,
we'll talk about it
coming
with
up.
The group.
There's going to be plenty of time.
We'll talk about We'll talk about it with the group. We'll see. We got to do something special at the end. A little pizzazz. A little razzle dazzle. Maybe we'll bring the razzle dazzle to
the
group.
Why don't we
ask what's calling your heart right now?
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Email us hello@deckthehallmark.com. Let us know what's calling your heart right now. What's calling your heart? We'll read an email every single week. Subject line, what's calling my heart?
Oh my gosh.
I will give you no other information about what we mean by that. What's calling your heart? We'll do that segment. We'll do that segment next week. Yeah. The first segment, first ever, what's calling your heart?
Cut to us making up emails.
Guys,
Tracy,
what's calling your hearts?
No, right, hit it.
All right, we'll be back next week, everybody. another week, another good time. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to bramblejampodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam podcast ad-free, go to bramblejamplus.com.